This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment of Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And joining us now, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Welcome, coach. 10-0, perfect regular season. No thanks, didn't end up like we wanted them to last Friday night, but we still had a good season.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, first of all, I want to say thank you, you know, for you every Wednesday night, you know, coming out here hosting the show and Bishop Sports Media, the support that, you know, just the exposure to give our program and talk about our kids on a weekly basis, talk about our program on a weekly basis. I think that just helps our program be out more in the community. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to the show, and there's been a lot of great support here on every Wednesday night, and I appreciate all that. Looking back at the season, it was a great first season. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and you know, there's a lot to learn from the season. I know I'm going to take the next few months of really stepping back and looking and analyzing maybe week by week, game by game, just different situations and scenarios that we were put in, and see how we can make this better.
You know, Coach, you say first season. I look back on things, and I'm a fan. I'm a sports fan like everybody else. It's, you know, I appreciate you doing this show also because I'm a sports junkie. Bishop Media's out here for a reason. I look on my phone all the time for coaches' shows, and the fact that you're willing to do this when I know there have been coaches in the past who wouldn't, we do appreciate that. Coach, going back to your first season, I mean, you had to somewhat exceed your own expectations. I know everybody plans, hey, I'm going to go 10-0. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But
I mean, definitely looking at, you know, when I got the job and everything and looking at the schedule, it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, first season I got to play Camden. I got to play Andrew Jackson. I got a four-star linebacker. I got to play Bowles. I got to play, you know, in the Border War, which that was going to be televised on WJXT and everything, and oh man, this is going to be a heck of a coach's debut. You know, what are we going to happen? And we go into every single game, and our kids are playing hard. We get things clicking the right way, and the season just comes along. And you know, it was definitely, the expectations were high with this team, and I'm just so proud of them and the way they played. And just the one thing that sticks out to me this year is the way our kids were so visible in the community, and we're going to continue to be visible in the community, just because that's our way of giving back. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in being good role models and, you know, developing these young men into great community members and great, you know, fathers, they're great husbands one day, and just to make sure that they're doing the right things.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Coach, elaborating a little bit on what you just said there. You know, when you first got the job, I think it was somewhere around January, every time I turned Facebook on, we had players walking in, Satilla Marsh or Needwood or Jane Macon or Sterling Elementary. And you know, to have a coach get out in the community like that, I think is a big thing.
I mean, definitely. That was one of my points of emphasis, that how do we expect, you know, our fan base or get new fans of the Pirates if we're not out in the community being visible? You know, there's a lot of these guys that either have younger brothers or sisters that are at these elementary schools, or cousins or relatives that work in the school system, and to get out and put a blue and gold jersey on and be out in front of the school at at 7 o'clock, and there was a good amount of kids that I could always count on to be there. And from 25 to 30 guys would always show up at one of these elementary schools. And to greet these guys and the smile on the kids' face when they walk in, the high fives, the fist bumps we give them. And then to hear back from the principals about how that school day just meant so much to those kids, that the attitude in the school building was so better. It was a positive way to give back, and we're going to continue to do that. I know we're going to take a little break right here, and, you know, before the Thanksgiving break and Christmas break, but we will definitely be back out on the trail and get back in the community again, because I just can't tell you how much positive I got back from that. All the positive comments that I got from parents, admin, but it's such an easy way just to give back.
You know, Coach, the positive I saw out of it, were one of the benefits of what I saw out of it, was I saw more Brunswick High fans in the stands this year than I've been watching Brunswick High football for probably 20 years now. I've never seen us put that many fans in the stands on a Friday night.
Well, that was always a factor, I think, when we played at home, and we had a lot of home games this year. But just to see the support and the people come out in the community, and that it pays off in dividends. We're out there giving back. People are going to support that, and that's what we want to be. We want to be a positive outlook on the community, and we got to continue to do that. We have got to be consistent. That just can't be, oh, it's my first year, and this is what we're going to do, and that's it. You know, be done with it after the first. No, we're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to find new ways to get people involved, and I think that's what gave us the support this year. That's what gave us home field advantage, was the crowd that we had on a Friday night, the noise that people made in the stands, and, you know, just a great high school atmosphere for our guys to play.
Coach, we're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit about the game on Friday night. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling, across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, Friday night was a tough loss. I'm sure there was very little sleep on your part Friday night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you get home, especially after a loss like that, it was close game. A lot of things run through your mind and everything, and just kind of hard to shut your brain off and, you know, get some sleep. So there's a lot of things, you know, running around in my head. Should we have done this? Should we have done that? But the one thing that I kept coming around to is how proud I was of our guys, of the effort, and they left it all out on the field. I will say that 100%. You know, usually after a game, the last game of the season I've been a part of, you know, we've been in the playoffs and, you know, everyone's boo-hoo crying and everything. The one thing I'll say about this group of seniors is that there was a lot of dry eyes because they left it all out on the field. They knew that they gave it their all. They could walk off that field with their head held high, and I'm so proud of them for that and the legacy that they left at Brunswick High.
Coach, I tell you, 9 out of 10 teams at 21-7 would have quit.
Yeah, no doubt.
There was no quit.
They had every opportunity to say, hey, they're up, we're down, they're going to go on and play, but our guys didn't bat an eye. They went back to work and started, you know, just taking them one bit at a time and, you know, starting getting back on them. And defense was doing a great job in the second half of holding them, and we'd get the ball back and drive it down and go score. And our guys just did a heck of a job of just staying in the game. They're staying positive. And that nobody was blaming anybody on the sideline. That was a great thing to see. And they all just came, when they came off the field, they were celebrating each other. Hey, man, I got your back. You know, let's continue to keep working towards this thing. And, you know, that was a great thing to see from our team.
You know, Coach, unfortunate, but say what you will, it was a bad draw.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guarantee you there's not a better four seed in 6A football.
Oh, there's nothing from 6A football or single A to 7A. I'll put that one up against everybody. But, you know, hats off, once again, hats off to Houston County and Coach Edwards. You know, I tip my hat to them, and hopefully they'll go far in the playoffs. And but yeah, their guys came to play. Our guys came to play too. It was a heck of a matchup in round one. I think I was telling somebody, the only tough matchup I've ever had like that in the first round was when we were at Pierce and we drove Cedar Grove in the first round. So that's a pretty tough first round matchup as well. But definitely to get the draw we had, we, you know, two top 10 teams in the state of Georgia. You know, a lot of people compare that, hey, that was a third round, fourth round matchup right there being played in the first round. And our guys, you know, they didn't care. Whoever stepped in the field on Glenn County Stadium, they were going to play them. And, you know, I'm just proud of the way they did it.
You know, Coach, talking about the Houston County game, we talk about players in a game and all that every week, but what I'd really like to know was, did they do anything that surprised you, or was it exactly what you were expecting?
No, I think it was, you know, we knew the offense, that what they were trying to do, you know, very similar to our offense. So we knew what they were doing. We knew the run, you know, the run scheme that they were trying to run. They ran a lot of inside zone with an insert with a fullback. They ran a lot of power. They tempoed very well. I thought the way they tempoed and got on the ball talks about a lot about the efficiency that they use. You know, tempo, everybody thinks, hey, I got to get fast, I got to get on the ball as quick as I can. But they got on the ball and they ran the same play and they did it efficiently. And I think when you can do that, you know, they had a lot of big plays on that. But then also, tempo can always be high risk, high reward. So if you tempo, you might get hit, you know, and get behind the stick. So it might be, instead of first and five or second and five, you might get hit with a second and 10 because somebody missed a block or something on a tempo play. So everything that we saw, and then defensively, 3-4, we knew what they were going to do. They got in some even fronts against us, but we saw that on film and everything, and, you know, it was just a great matchup.
That quarterback's the real deal. And what's scary is he's a sophomore.
Yeah, that guy, Antoine Hill, is a name that you're going to hear a lot about in the state of Georgia. You know, he's a sophomore, four-star, five-star, whatever he is. You know, he is definitely one heck of a quarterback. You know, he can make any throw. He's poised in the pocket. And he's just a big physical body that delivers the football.
I don't know how much truth there was to it, but I heard rumor at the Georgia-Tennessee game he was one-on-one standing on the sidelines.
I'm sure he probably was. I mean, he's definitely a guy that runs the Tennessee offense very well, and he's probably compared to Herndon Hooker, you know, very well, and could probably end up, he holds some SEC offers, so he could be at Tennessee, could be at Georgia. He's going to have a lot of opportunities awarded to him.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, I was proud as a fan to be sitting in stands anytime you can go watch a 29-28 overtime game. That's something to be said. My wife made a comment that she'd rather see us get beat by three touchdowns than go through that. And I'm like, no, not me, baby. I'll take that game every Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough loss. But once again, like, I'm just so proud of our team. I'm proud of our seniors, the legacy that they left. Like I said, they've changed this culture at Brunswick High, and it's the family atmosphere that we have. It's just fun to be around, and our guys have done a really good job of embracing that. Our younger guys have really followed the leaders, and you know, with those seniors gone, we graduate 30 guys. Somebody's going to have to step up. I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit about, you know, the outlook of the future Pirates, but we got to realize that there's things set in place now that we have got to move forward, and the legacy that these seniors have left is in really good hands, and we've got to continue to do that.
But, you know, I'm not going to bring up any underclassmen, but I am going to say this about Friday night. I want to mention a couple of seniors that to me stood out. Ivan Johnson was a man on a mission. He was playing both sides of the ball. He had to be worn out. I think he did cramp up one time. And even though he was cramping up, I could tell it was taking all you could do to keep him on the sideline.
Yep.
He was running like a man possessed. Jaden Drayton probably had one of the best runs I've seen all year when he hit a hole.
Yes.
He did a spin move that was unbelievable. And then Keon Leck, I mean, Keon, he had to guard two really good receivers all night long.
Yeah.
So them three seniors are really going to be missed.
Oh, no doubt. You know, there's a bunch of guys that we can sit here and name off, and I wish I could do all 30 of them, but those guys that you just named, starting with Ivan Johnson, I mean, he's had one heck of a year. And you talk about a game Friday night, he playing safety, having to run all, you know, in coverage, and then coming over to offense, and the runs that he made late in the game, I mean, were just incredible. He was making one guy miss and then breaking 30, 40-yard runs, just leaving it all out there on the field, playing on special teams, doing everything in the special team aspect that we asked him to do. Yeah, he cramped up, and he could have just stayed on the sideline and tapped out. There's no way he would have done that Friday night. He got back out on the field. He led his team, and I'm so proud of him. I'm going to miss him. But, you know, he knows what's in store for him. He knows he's going to have a lot of opportunities here in the future. Jaden Drayton is another guy. He's talking about leaving it out on the field, giving it all you got. The one play you're talking about is, you know, he sticks it up in there on a run play, and then, you know, defender's right there in his face, and he hits a spin move out of nowhere. He's just giving it all he has. And Jaden's a guy that he's a leader in this football program, and a lot of guys look up to him because he's not only a guy that gets it done on a football field, but it gets it done in the classroom. And that's one thing special about him. He is a high character guy, and just what he's done all year long, leading the team, stepping up, and so, you know, when the team needs to be focused or directed, he takes charge of that, and going to miss him for sure. And then the last one, Keon Leggett had a tall task Friday night with those receivers. Those receivers were just not only fast to blow the top off the coverage, but they could definitely, you know, they were big, they were physical. And he had a job of trying to man coverage those guys or drop back in zone coverage and do a good job of getting off blocks, making tackles, and running with those guys. And he's a guy that's been in our program all 4 years. He's done a really good job of competing, working really hard, and he's a guy that we're definitely going to miss as well.
You know, Coach, we haven't got time, like I said, to talk about all the seniors, but we don't want to forget our offensive line, which pretty much is all seniors.
Yep.
Don't want to miss Mr. Twitty sitting out there on the defensive side of the ball all year long. I mean, there's a lot of these guys we're going to miss, and I know I'm sitting here saying this, and you're going, Lord, I'm missing all them. But, Coach, we had a very good senior crew this year, and I think they've done exactly what you said, and that's lead the team.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, Just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and Max Barbecue. Coach, we got the offseason coming. Right now we've got winter sports coming. Is there certain players you may encourage to go play certain sports?
I mean, definitely I'm going to encourage all our guys to play or participate in, you know, winter sports, whether it be basketball, whether it be wrestling, and then definitely when you get to spring, start getting on the track, and or if they play baseball, just continue to do something, be a multi-sport athlete, and the main focus is probably just getting in the weight room and developing strength and speed in there, and that's one of our emphasis this offseason.
Coach, let's talk about the offseason. We basically are going to call it the middle of November through July. Give us a couple minutes worth of what's going to happen from now till July.
Okay, so definitely, you know, anytime after the season, we definitely want to give our guys a little bit of a break and get some time off to heal, so heal their bodies up and everything. And, you know, with Thanksgiving break being next week, we're not going to do it. You know, we've cleaned out our lockers this week. We've got everything up and, you know, kind of talked to our guys of the plan and the prep that it's going to take to rebuild and hit the weight room this offseason. But the week after Thanksgiving, we're going to get back in the weight room, start developing these guys that we're looking forward to, you know, winning a starting position next year or being a role player for us next year. So definitely November to December until Christmas break is strictly in the weight room, trying to build muscle mass. January, same thing when we come back. Looking back at December too, we'll have our December signing day for some guys that are going to sign early. January, we'll get back in the weight room. Early February, we'll have our second signing day for guys that didn't sign the first time and maybe got some opportunities awarded them in January. And then in the middle of February, we'll start doing our morning, our boot camp stuff on 2 days a week. We'll get our guys up there. Eighth graders are welcome as well. We'll start at 7 in the morning. Probably going to be out there on the turf at 7 o'clock in the morning doing some mat drills, doing some different drills, team activities. And then we'll do that through March. Then we usually hit spring break. And then coming back after spring break, it's not too long, and we'll hit spring practice in late April, early May. And then we'll get ready to go into the summertime.
Now, Coach, I know that, and this may be too early for asking this question, but we haven't really played a spring game in a few years. Is that something that you are looking to do?
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at some options for a spring game. I think it would be very beneficial if we played a spring game this year with a lot of guys that are going to have to get more reps, more game time reps, and see what we can do. Definitely, I think that's going to be a good point we're going to try and do this spring.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about returners. First of all, and it might be too early to even discuss this, but on the coaching side of it, do you see anything changing?
I mean, when you always have a 10-0 season, 10-1 season, back-to-back region championships, city champs, some of your coaches are always going to get awarded opportunities that they deserve. And I hope that we can keep everybody on our staff, because I think that's one thing that's important with our success, is that there's a lot of consistency with our staff. And I just think that, you know, I'm not going to hold any of our guys back, but I'm going to strongly encourage them to stay. But if they have a head coaching opportunity somewhere or a coordinator opportunity somewhere, and that's what their goals are, I'm not going to try and hold coaches back from their goals. But I definitely believe in the consistency on a football staff.
And, Coach, let's talk about returning starters. Let's hit some real big positives here. I'm going to name a couple, then you can fill in the rest of the blanks for us. Touchdown Terry.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm glad he's back. He's a junior this year. It'll be his senior year coming back at Brunswick High. That's a big positive at the wide receiver spot.
I believe we had two sophomore running backs.
Yeah, they'll be, another year stronger, another year in the weight room, another year learning the offense. I think that's a big plus, and especially have two of them instead of one, so that they can definitely, play off each other, some thunder, some lightning, back and forth. It might be a 1-2 punch with those guys.
I had a guy tell me one time, I'm not going to call his name because everybody here knows him, but he made a comment about it was a GA player running back a few years ago, and we had a sophomore named Jacoby Hill that was really good. And I said, I think Jacoby's the better running back. He said, never happened. He said, Jacoby in 2 years will be better than him. And I think that makes a good point. These two guys are going to get bigger, stronger, and better.
Yeah, if they're not getting bigger and stronger in the weight room, we're doing something wrong. And I think that the way they're going to develop and learn the offense, I think, the sky's the limit for them two guys.
And then we got another Towns kid sitting at the linebacker position who's coming back. And if he didn't, he had to come close to leading the team in tackles this year.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely, I think, our leading tackler. He's also the hardest hit award winner, the most hard hits this year. I think he had 3 or 4 boxing gloves this week or this year. So that's a new thing we brought to the table this year. For him to have a sophomore year like he did, I'm looking forward to see what he can be a force in the middle for us on the defense side.
And I know Coach Tedder is sitting there going, no, you're not taking River Creel to the offensive line.
He might play a little both ways. We'll see how that goes. But I know he did it in middle school at Jay Macon. He's gonna have some shoes to fill. Maybe he'll have a number 8 jersey to fill. We'll see how that goes with Kayshawn graduating, going to Wake Forest. But, yeah, he's got a lot of experience on the defensive line. There's a lot of young guys on the defensive line that are hungry as well.
He may return to the football field in the spring with a state championship in wrestling, too, from what I understand it.
Yep.
Coach, fill in some more of the blanks on some of the returning starters that I didn't mention.
I mean, definitely, when you look back and look at the injuries that we had, Devin Smith's a guy that he's only a junior. I know he's going to come back from an injury. He's doing a really good job right now with his rehab, and surgery went well. And another guy that, we lost to injury was Tyler Sams at the safety position. All summer long and for the first 4 games, he did a really good job of commanding the defensive secondary. And I think him coming back, he's working real hard in his rehab right now. But, if Tyler would have went down, and the backup always has got to be ready, and that was Tay Gadsden. Tay Gadsden was another guy that stepped up this year and played heck of a game, the second half of the season, every game. He'll be back. He's a junior. He's a big-time baseball player, too. So we'll see what he does. He's got to get bigger, faster, stronger in the weight room. There's another guy, too, that we didn't mention is J.R. Elkins. He's your quarterback, and he's coming back, and He's learned the offense. I think this first year having it under his belt is very beneficial. And, you know, you just got to continue to work timing stuff with him and, you know, his receivers. And the biggest thing that we're going to have to do with the lines of scrimmage, that's the one thing, the rebuild has got to be there. And that all starts in the weight room.
Yeah, shame on me for missing Devin Smith and Jay Elkins. Coach, can you tell us, do we know what next year's schedule looks like?
It's going to look very similar to our schedule this year, just reverse where we play those games at. And the one thing that's a little different is we don't know who the Border Wars opponent is going to be. There's going to be maybe some different guys that come into the Border War Classic. Maybe.
You don't want to play bowls again?
We'll see how that goes, you know. So, but I don't know how they're going to do it. I know they're going to be very good. They got a lot of returning guys as well. Everything else is going to flip-flop. Some places, I think we still got Andrew Jackson at home. I think we still got Islands at home. I know we go to Camden. I know we go to Effingham. And I know we go one trip to Augusta.
I was going to say, only one trip to Augusta. That's going to be good. Bit. Well, Coach, I want to thank you. This is the first year I've ever done anything like this. Jason at Bishop Media is probably thinking, boy, I'm glad this season's over. I guess somebody replaced Zachary over there. But I've enjoyed doing this. It's been good to get to talk to you, get to know you better. And I appreciate everything.
Well, I appreciate the job you've done and the dedication to helping talk about our football program and everything every Wednesday night. And appreciate, once again, Bishop Media Sports and just all our fans. And, you know, I know we've always had a big crowd here. Every Wednesday night, and I appreciate everything, and you know, just looking forward to next season.
Well, till next season, I'm gonna give a big go Pirates, and I want to thank everybody for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thanks. This is Chris Zachary signing off.